Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Women in Steel Toes podcast. We're here to help navigate your construction career, whether it's figuring out what's out there, learning from somebody in the trade, or helping to navigate your career along the way. We're here to do it all. So stay tuned for an exciting 2022 season. This episode of Women in Steel Toes is brought to you by PCL Construction. Build your future with PCL Construction. The PCL Ottawa team is dedicated to building the future of our national capital region communities. From healthcare to community services, we strive to help our city grow. If you're looking to join a company that is employee-owned and has more than 100 years of experience, visit our website at pcl.com/careers.
Today, we're here with Cynthia O'Neill from Lead Her Trades and Lead Her Alliance. So Cynthia, I'm going to get you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about everything.
Yeah, thanks so much, Laura. And let me do that. I'm delighted to be here. So my name is Cynthia O'Neill, and I am in London, Ontario, Canada. I have been in London in business for over 40 years. I've had a varied career in both working in the private sector as well as the nonprofit sector. And then for the last 15 plus years, I have been at the helm of my own business development agency called High Altitude Thinking. And Laura, what brings you and I here today together is the fact that a couple of years ago, I started creating a program that I knew personally I wanted to launch. And it's called Lead Her Alliance. And it is a formalized program of mentorship. So it mentors women together with women starting their careers, with women who have experience in careers. And it puts them together for a 10-month program. So that's what we're talking about. I guess for me, for background, as I say, I worked in the private sector. I have been bitten by the entrepreneurial bug over the years. I have started two of my own companies that I had some great success with, as well as, I say, as working in the private sector in several CEO capacities. And then I moved into the nonprofit sector and managed a nonprofit organization called Junior Achievement, as well as did quite a bit of fundraising for organizations like Ronald McDonald House and others. So I think that for me, I found that I'm driven by the chance to make an impact in the world, and that's really my calling. And I recognize that. So I've also, over the years, always had some what I call passion projects on my plate, and I developed a women's conference called Power of the Purse, and we started that back in 2007, and it grew to being a one-off women's conference, and it grew to being 24 conferences over three provinces in the span of 11 years. So, and I think it was really the genesis for Lead Her Alliance, because it gave me an opportunity over those years to watch women in a room together, 300 plus for the day, supporting each other, inspiring each other. And really from there, I saw that we weren't capitalizing on what women can bring to the table for each other. And so for me, I thought, you know, if we could formalize this, if we could capture this energy that we see one day at a Power of the Purse conference, and we could roll that into a network, a lifelong sorority of women working together, I think we've got something. So anyway, that brings us up to today and where I've been for the last year and a half with the launch of Lead Her Alliance. And then, as you say, Lead Her Trades, Lead Her Trucking, Lead Her Financial, and several others. So thank you for having me.
I'm excited that you're being here. You're here, sorry.
Thank you.
I remember when you and Sarah first reached out to me about Lead Her Alliance and starting up Lead Her Trades. And I'm not gonna lie, I had a little bit of doubts about the program and what it is, because when someone tells me mentorship, I get a little nervous. I'm like, what kind of commitment is that? So can you talk a little bit about what the program Lead Her Alliance and Lead Her Trades is about and how you've structured it to make it beneficial?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And actually, it's great question and an opportunity to hone in on something that for me really was a defining difference in our program. So having watched and having been a mentor, and actually I've been a mentee over the years, and then many, many years of being a mentor to many young people, I certainly knew that while there's opportunity, there's also, as you said, there's things to perhaps be concerned about. You know, how much time am I investing in being a mentor? How often do I have to meet with my mentee? How do we structure it? What do we do about this? And so what I found, Laura, was that a lot of programs, while they have lots of merit to them, the lack of a structure really did mean that it often sort of fell apart, or it waned out. It didn't really capture all that it could be. So one of the things I wanted to do with Lead Her Alliance was right out of the gate, create a program that had a start date and a finish date. And then beyond the finish date, it had a way to network and continue connecting ad infinitum. So that's what Lead Her Alliance is. So it's a 10-month program. So it starts and it ends. It's 10 months. And over the 10 months, the mentor and the mentee are committed to meeting up once a month for an hour together. And it's all virtual. So that's one of the things that the pandemic actually gave us that is a benefit, is the fact that we're all very used to now doing things on Zoom, and like you and I are, from different ends of the country. So anyway, so the program is virtual. So mentor and mentee, we match them. They work together. They have once a month meetings for an hour. And then as well, there's one other hour a month, and that is for an essential skills session. So what we have done is, for each of the 10 months, we have engaged women who are experts in their field relating to skills, essential skills, everything from leadership to time management to communication. There's all kinds of these wonderful, what we used to call soft skills. I call them essential skills. And so we have an expert each month who delivers a program on that. So it's 1 month, but every month for 10 months, 10 different topics, 10 different hosts that are experts in their field. And the mentor mentees attend those. It's 1 hour, and then they attend an hour session with each other. So that commitment of the 2 hours is important, that if you're a mentor or a mentee, you can give that, because if you need to, as well, that we've got these topics. And so each month then the mentor mentee listen in to the expert host who's hosting her session. And then that's the material they can use to talk about. I mean, they may want to talk about other things that are going on in their lives, but there's always something to talk about each of the 10 months, which again, was something that I had learned from looking at programs and talking to people that were involved in programs that said, you know, sometimes I'm not sure what to talk to my mentor or my mentee about. So we wanted to make sure that we gave them all of that to make it really successful.
I like how you touched on essential skills to bring that up, because it's something that no matter what trade you're in, because I'm sure that varies vastly across a program, that you can benefit from either way. Do you find that the mentee and mentor are able to hit it off outside of those topics and actually keep in touch?
This is, I think, Laura, the thing that has been so inspiring to me, and Sarah Hilton is someone who's on board with me as well. She's our VP of development for Leader Trucking. And when she and I both started this together, that has been one of the most exciting aspects, is watching these mentor-mentee relationships blossom and watching how frequently they get together. And, you know, we said 1 hour, but each mentor-mentee really has found their own pace. And so there are some matches, we call them matches. So there are some matches who have found that, listen, once a week really works for them, and that's up to them, and that works. Others do the 1 hour a month. There are some, I know we have a couple of mentee mentor matches in Leader Trucking, and I know three for sure in Leader Trades, who connect almost daily. You know, they just send each other a text, how's it going, what's happening, and they just know that they're there for each other. So it's very much a personal choice once you get flowing with it. But you know, as well, within the program, we have added a few things. So we do have what we call meetups. And so we open our Zoom call up to informal. Everybody can just jump on as they want, a set time and date. And it's just a chance to meet up with each other. So you're meeting with women that are in the general cohort program, you're meeting with women in the trucking program, Women in the Trades program, mentees, mentors together. And Laura, that's, I know you've been on a call with us before.
Yeah.
That energy that comes out of that call and the conversation, you know, I mean, we start the conversation. We usually have a question that we ask everyone to, you know, either tell us what your favorite, last week it was, what's your favorite summer tune on your playlist? Because we're going to put together a playlist. And so, you know, it's interesting. You start talking about music, and music is a great, I think, a great uniter of all. And so before you know it, a half an hour has passed and people are talking about their favorite music. And then we had another meeting where we talked about what's your favorite holiday memory and share something about, because we have women from different cultures on the calls and different ages and generations. And so they start sharing those kinds of things. And so it really is about building relationships as much as the mentee mentor are there to support each other in their trade, in their program. But at the end of the day, when you peel it all back, it's an opportunity to build relationships. And these relationships can last for a lifetime. And I, well, again, the program is new. It's just in its second year. So I can't say that I can give you a 5-year out, but certainly from what we've been examining and seeing so far, I think, Laura, you're going to see a lot of these relationships 5 years and 10 years beyond still connected. And we're, that's the whole idea of our leader network, which stays in effect after the program is done. So yeah, you were right on in honing in on that piece. Do these relationships work?
And that's one thing I really loved too, when I did jump on the one call, it's the stories that you get to hear from different backgrounds, whether it be, you know, talking to someone in the Lead Her Trucking program versus the Lead Her Trades, and how even though they're in different industries, some of them even have very similar stories. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciated that.
Yeah. And you know, you're right. Certainly the one great, combined piece here is that we are focusing on women who are working to succeed in male populated careers for the most part. So certainly Lead Her Trucking. Trucking is absolutely a male populated industry. It's time for more and more women to find their way there. They're valuable careers, well-paying careers. They're great careers to have. And so, but you know, the reality is you're walking into an industry that there are few women actually in. Let's talk about trades now. Absolutely. We know that trades are recruiting more women. There are more women you're seeing on the job sites, but nothing compared to the opportunities that are there. So that's what we're there for, is to make sure that the mentorship is one facet of retention. So you put your commitment, put your heart into the training, into the planning, you're going into that trade, you've got your schooling done, you've got your opportunity to be on the job site, and it's your first week, and there's so much that can happen that you weren't prepared for, or you're not sure how to handle, and who do you turn to? So if you have a mentor and she's available to you, you can just reach out to her because she's been there. She's walked the walk for you before, and you can reach out to her and say, listen, this just came up and I don't understand how and what I do about this situation, or, you know, these comments got made and I'm not sure how to handle them, or, you know, I'm trying to find equipment. I'm trying to find PPE equipment or something that fits me. And where do I go? Because I'm a small size woman and I can only find things for men. I mean, there's a myriad of things that come up that we do that we know this. So anyway, those are just examples of this fact of, you know, you're in these male populated careers. We want you to succeed. We want you to stay. It's retention. We want to make sure that you don't have to step away because you didn't get the right support. So no one can support you better as a woman in the trades than a woman in the trades. So that's the certainly the premise of it and what we're doing.
Perfect. And in saying that, it's so true, because I remember when I first started out, I can personally relate to this. I didn't know anybody else in the trades. And I look back and I'm like, if I just had that one person I could reach out to like kind of help me guide my way, it would be so beneficial. So I really do believe in mentorship. So you're on your first cohort of Lead Her Trades right now?
That's correct. So we launched our pilot in the fall of last year. So we're working through our 10 months with our Lead Her Trades. And I have to say, Laura, that we are so honored and privileged to have TESC Construction, which is a construction company from Sudbury, Ontario, and uniquely positioned that their co-owner, Julie Zulich, is a woman at the helm of a large construction company. And Julie and I have a relationship from a couple of other things we were doing together. And I reached out to her to talk to her about Leader Alliance. And I said, I've got this idea. I'm launching it. I need some women around the boardroom table with me as I grow this. And I'd like you. And she immediately said, yes, I'm in. And then as we talked about Leader Alliance, she said, what about women in trades? And I said, absolutely. So that's really the genesis of Lead Her Trades, was the conversation between Julie and myself over Zoom, talking about the potential of Lead Her Alliance and where we could go with this, and honing in on construction trades. And so TESC became a financial sponsor that allowed us to offer the positions that we have in the pilot team with, at no charge for the mentees, which is wonderful. So we want to make sure there's no financial barrier, Laura, to a woman wanting to sign up and become a mentee. And so we look for and find the funding so that she doesn't have to pay for the program. And I know that's very appreciated. So because of TESC, we were able to launch our first pilot. And then we've been fortunate subsequently to that to get the support of some unions and some construction organizations within the province. And so we are continuing to build and grow on that. So we actually have positions available again right now for mentees. So I am certainly doing whatever I can and the rest of our team to get the word out to women and those who identify as women in the construction trades or any of the trades to say, look, we've got these positions and we need you to sign up. Don't miss this. Don't pass this opportunity over. So criteria is that you're in your first year of being in the construction trades. And honestly, Laura, we're kind of stretching that a little bit. So you may be someone who hasn't started your job yet, but you're just finishing your education, your trades education, and you're ready to. So you're in that beginning phase, okay? That's who we're looking for the mentees. You're in that beginning phase, or you've been on the job site in your first year. You know, that's who we're looking for. And so that we can offer you that support to say, here's a mentor, we do the match, and off you go. So that's, it's pretty exciting that we've got this going.
I'm pretty excited about the program because I think it's a valuable asset. And I think it's something that even though if you don't think you need a mentor, it's just nice to have that option to talk to someone outside of even your group at work or the people that you already know. Leaning on that experience as well, which you don't always find more experienced women in the trades as well. They're harder to come by sometimes.
Yeah. And you know, Laura, a lot of us, I mean, we have family and certainly if your family's supportive of your decision to get into the trades, and that's wonderful to have that support. However, unless they've been or are in the trades themselves, it's hard for them to really understand what you're living that day. And so if you do have a specific issue, you have something that you know isn't going right, or you're not sure how to do something, or you're being assigned a task, but you're not sure exactly how you should do it. And, you know, who do you go to? And sure, there's probably a job supervisor who you can go to, whatever, but maybe you already went to him and he wasn't able to explain to you, or you don't quite understand it, whatever the situation is. As I say, that's what your mentor's there for. And she's ready for that. And she's looking forward to you to send her that text or give her a call or pop her an email or whatever it takes to connect and just say, hey, here's my challenge today. I'm not sure. Did I say, or even if you just wanted to say, look, did I say the right thing? Did I handle this the right way? Like whatever that real life on the job experience is, right? Or maybe there's, look, we know that the conversations can be difficult. And we know if you're the only female on that job site and there's a lot of trepidation around that as well. And so isn't it nice to be able to pick up the phone or send out a text or and just say to your mentor, okay, here's what happened today. Here's where I was. How should I handle that? Or they didn't accommodate me in the way I thought they were going to. And I don't want to be a pain, but at the same time, I need this. Well, who do I talk to? What would you have done? That's invaluable to have a chance to hear from another woman to say, yeah, I know exactly what you're dealing with. And here's how I would suggest, right? Or here's what I did to give her the options. And then it's also about connections and network. So a lot of our experienced mentors, because they have experience, they've been in the job site, they know people on those job sites and they know of the companies you're working for as well. So there's some of that, right? That 5 degrees of separation where, yeah, you know, your mentor may very well know someone who's on that job site who you can reach out to, male or female, because of her connection. And that just makes it a smoother path. Anything to just smooth the pathway, remove the obstacles, take the challenges away, boost your self-confidence, boost your esteem, boost your sense that you're doing it right. Any and all of those things you'll get out of Lead Her Trades and you'll get out of Leader Alliance programs.
So if I wanted to become a mentee, how would I go about doing that?
So you would go to leadheralliance.com. So that's our website. You have an opportunity there to select Lead Her Alliance General Cohorts or Lead Her Trades or Lead Her Trucking. Soon we'll have Lead Her Finance, which is open for women who want to make a career in the financial services industry, which again, a lot of male populated industry. So anyway, you'll go to the website and there's a contact us spot all through the website. Send us, click on, send the email, say I'm interested in hearing more. And we will reach out. You'll fill in your contact information and we'll reach out to you. We'll have a conversation. We'll figure out where you are right now. What are your needs? What does your future look like immediately? And then if it makes sense to you, after we've had that conversation, we'll sign you up and we'll start looking for your mentor match. And we'll match you with a mentor. We'll do that introduction and then you'll be in the program. We'll give you the schedule for the next 10 months. Here's the schedule. Here's when the essential skills monthly sessions are. And then you'll go from there. We stay connected with you. Like I said, we have these meetups every once in a while that you can jump on. You'll be on your session, the essential skills where it's hosted. You'll be on your session with your mentor. And so, you know, we sort of collectively wrap our arms around your career and we really help move you along. And there's lots of, and again, you're building your relationships and you're building your own network and we all need that network. That's how we survive is who do we know? Who can we reach out to? So we'll work with you on building that.
That's perfect. And one thing that I really liked that you mentioned earlier too, is that it's really only 2 hours a month if that's all you want.
Exactly.
And obviously it can be more than that, but the time commitment is there, but it's not great.
Right.
It's not overwhelming.
Correct. And, you know, because we recognize that you're running a busy world, you've got, in a lot of construction jobs, you know, you're on 12 hours straight, so many days, you have very little time on your own. We recognize all of that. And you may have family you're raising, other commitments. So we don't want to make it onerous. But at the same time, we want to make it worthwhile. We know there's a lot of learning that we offer you. We also have industry-specific workshops once a quarter that we want you to jump on and listen to. The other thing, Laura, is that we record all of our sessions. So while it's ideal that you're there live, absolutely, not everybody's schedule can make it. So if it's Thursday night, it's 7 o'clock on a particular Thursday night and you're working or you have other commitments, you can't do it. We record the session and we send it out to everybody in the team so you have your own copy of it. So you can listen to it on your own time or you can listen to it again if you wanted to hear some of the things that were said again. And so you're ready to talk to your mentor about it. And like I said, it might be a topic that it's you and your mentor really want to delve deeper into it, or maybe that You don't, you just chat about it for a few minutes because you've got something else you want to talk to your mentor about, or she's got something she really wants to share with you. Or maybe it's just that hour long touch base. How is it going? And it's interesting, right? You never know, do you, what happens in an hour, what topics you want to come up with. Oftentimes you can start out thinking, here's the agenda, but you end up talking about something totally different. So, but as you've said in the show, it's about having that reliable person who you know has committed her time to you. You've committed your time to her. And you know, it's interesting because the learning is both ways. The mentees, of course, learn from the mentors, but mentors learn from their mentees as well. And that, I think, is one of the wonderful things. And it's why so many women have signed up to be mentors, because they know how valuable it is to have one. And just like you had said earlier, they wish they had had a mentor when they were starting out. And so they're to a one, every woman who we have approached who have said, yes, I'll be a mentor, and they've done it so willingly and they're excited about it. And they also love to hear the energy from the newbie, you know, because they were there once and now it's inspiring to see who these people are that are starting their careers, like I said, in this male populated field. And so they're getting a lot out of it too, to be able to share their knowledge. There's something very neat about knowing that I've got something I can share and I can reach out and help boost up another woman. So yeah, lots of motivation for being a mentor. The process for being a mentor, by the way, is same thing. Go to leadheralliance.com and do the connect with us. Send us a message that you're interested, you'd like to chat about the mentoring program. And then we have an application process for mentors as well as the application process for mentees. And then we have a commitment that you sign that you're in for the 10 months, just so that everybody understands that there is, there's a start and a finish with it. And then you become part of the team. And I think you feel that really quickly as you start the program. You really do feel a sense of belonging in this relationship.
So one last question, just to wrap up. What is the biggest success you've seen from any of the Lead Her Alliance programs?
A good question. And I have a number of them, but because I've been asked this before in the last 6 months, especially. So a couple of examples. We have one team, one mentor-mentee match that we put together, and it happens to be in the Lead Her Trucking. And the mentee was having a very difficult day because she ended up driving in snow. And driving a transport in snow takes a particular skill, and you have to do some things with your truck. And she had not had the experience yet. You can train all you want, but she had not been in snow before. She was able to reach out to Shirley, her mentor, who had had many, many years of driving. And Shirley was able to walk her through putting the chains on her tires, what to do to get her truck ready, because she came into, it was like a freak snowstorm. And anyway, and she has shared when she got back on a call with all of us, they both were on and they both shared that was such a pivotal, it was late at night. She needed to reach out. She needed to talk to somebody who would understand her angst, understand that she was, you know, really nervous about what she was about to do. And so, but she didn't have to worry about admitting that, right? Or that she'd be taken in as you know, any less skill. Her mentor got it and knew and walked her right through it and stayed with her on the phone in the cab and talked her through as she drove into the first hour or so of the snowstorm. I mean, that's pretty pivotal, isn't it? When you think of that as a real life example of somebody that she didn't know 3 months before, but she was 3 months in the program with her mentor and their relationship was such that she could just reach out and her mentor was there for her and talked her through. So that's one example that is really, really important to me. And then I have another example in the trades where we had a young woman who had just started and she was really having a really difficult time and was wanting to quit. And so actually she reached out to tell us she wouldn't be continuing with the mentorship because It was just, she was overwhelmed. The job wasn't what she thought. And so we were able to reach out to her mentor for her because she had been reticent and reluctant, I guess, to anyway. And we put them together on a call, and it was a really good call, and it lasted a couple of hours. And her mentor was able to talk to her about her concerns and be able to help her and suggest, and then actually suggested a different company that she might have more success with. And she actually made that change based on some connections that her mentor had, and she's still in the trades. And so again, we can only, we don't know 100%, right? But if she didn't have that call that night, there's a good chance that she might've continued, and by morning resignation might've gone in and she walked away from the career, and she had put a lot of time right into her schooling and her plans to be there. So again, there's, you know, those are very, I think, extreme ones, but they're highlights for me when I hear those and are involved with them. And then you hear the mentor and mentee share them with the others when we do these group calls, and you go, yeah, you know, they understood the value of it. And I think it inspires. And we have a number of different mentees who are struggling with, they haven't landed on the right job yet. Like I said, you don't have to be in the job. You could just be on your way to the job. You're doing your training, but we have a couple that haven't found it yet. And so why are they reticent to get out there and get that job? Well, there's something holding them back. So it's probably because they still have some fears or things that are unresolved that they need to talk their way through. So here they have a whole group of women on the Zoom call that are ready and willing, not just their mentor, but the others too, ready and willing to pick up and call them. So there's lots of those examples, Laura, that I think are happening, and they'll be playing out over the years as this program continues to grow, and grow it is. So we're excited as all get out about how quickly this has grown and how popular it is.
I love those two examples, especially, you know, just finding the right company too. Sometimes you land in a spot and you think that's it, when really there's other options out there for you.
That's right.
One thing I want to mention as well, as lovely as your program is, and I love it, I want to highlight the importance too of being able to find mentors everywhere that you look. So this program is a great example of a structured program, but making sure that we are looking to your friends and your coworkers to look for somebody who helped guide you along the way. But Cynthia, I really wanted to thank you for joining us today and for the Lead Her Alliance program. I believe you said there are still a few mentee spots open up. So we're going to leave all the information for how you can apply in the podcast episode description, and then on any social media posts that we have as well. So thank you again, Cynthia.
You're welcome. And Laura, just really quickly, if I can say, we reached out to you because I applaud what you're doing with Women in Steel Toes. We, Sarah and I, saw you on social media, followed what you were doing, and went, this is amazing. We have to talk to this woman to see what has inspired her to put together this group. And so, you know, we just contacted you totally out of the blue, and we said, what can we do to help you, right? Because we wanted to make sure that anything that you were having challenges with, if we could help, we want to. It's about that. It's helping each other, woman to woman. So I just want to end to make sure that you know that we applaud you for what you're doing to continue to amplify her voice out there in this world of trades and world of male dominated careers and just all of that. So well done for you. And we love it.
Thank you, Cynthia. I really appreciate that.